You started your business with an idea and a plan for the future. A plan that got you off to a great start. But now you see new opportunities as well as new challenges. Work with a banker who understands your business goals and knows how to help you reach them. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Financially Fit Podcast. I am your host, Andre Creighton. I'm excited to be with you all again here today. Thank you all for joining. For those that are returning, I appreciate you all continuing to rock with me. For those that are new, I hope that you find something fruitful out of our conversation today on your journey to becoming financially fit. So today, our topic today is we're going to talk a little bit about CDs. What are CDs? Well, they're certificate of deposits. And we're going to talk about the intricacies of the CDs and what it means for you. I think that whenever I do a podcast, I like to think about, you know, my journey on my financially fit journey and be able to let you guys into my life so you can understand where I am as an individual. For those that are new, I'm a CFO of a rising tech company here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I have over a decade of experience in the finance accounting realm. I've worked in public accounting, working with lots of small business owners to large corporations. I've also worked at Cargill, one of the largest privately held companies in the world. I also have worked in banking. So this is a familiar topic for me. It's one that I'm really excited to talk about because I think that it is really a true option for a lot of individuals to think about to implement into their diversification of their portfolio. Now, I know it's not for everyone. I think that it all comes down to what is your risk appetite, right? You have to understand what is the risk that I'm willing to take on when I am deploying funds and what is my expectation from a return standpoint. And if you understand that theory and you have methodologies around that, then you can make informed decisions on how you want to deploy those funds and maybe if a CD is an option for you. So, you know, I personally have never had a CD. I tend to be more of a risk taker. I'm a little less risk adverse. And I think a lot of that comes with my youth, you know, being a 33-year-old man and now recently married in the past couple of years. You know, I spent a lot of time in my 20s and very early 30s, really investing into more risky things. And some of those things might be stocks. I'm starting to think about even dabbling in some of the angel investing and investing in some startups, which is very risky because what we do know is that 99% of startups fail within the first year, right? So if you're able to make it past year one, that's incredible. If you're able to make it to year five or beyond, it's almost unheard of. And a lot of that is due to the value and the volume of startups that are started across the country, being the U.S. and also the world. So it creates a lot of opportunity for failure. With that being said, so as I said, I've never been a person to invest in CDs. I prefer to take my lumps on the day-to-day basis, knowing that, you know, the market, though it's volatile, it tends to find its way back and return a steady return to individuals over time. So I think the thing that I have going for myself is I have youth, right? I have a lot of time left in this world, God willing, right? Obviously, anything can happen at any point in time, but my belief is that I have quite a bit of time left in the world. I always tell my friends that I have lived one third of my life, I hope, right? And what am I going to do with the next two thirds of my life? So I take that same outlook when I'm investing my funds and trying to get a decent return. So for those that may be a little bit more risk adverse, CDs can be a good option. They are a safe vehicle for you. So, you know, the thing that I love about CDs is, you know, it doesn't take into account the volatility of the market. CDs are going to return whatever that term is that you agree to at the beginning of this of the CD. And there's a lot of different options, and we'll talk through those things. But I do think that CDs give you that safety net because they are FDIC backed, right? Considering if you are working with a financial institution that is FDIC backed. So that is probably step number one, is you need to make sure that whatever financial institution you're working with is backed by the FDIC. And that will make sure that, you know, if they were to go under, that you are able to retain those funds. So it essentially gives you some insurance, right? And I think that's important more than ever nowadays. While we don't see banks failing day in and day out, we have seen in the past couple of years, right, with SVB Bank, right? They went under, right? A lot of people went and started pulling out their money. They couldn't make payroll, couldn't sustain their business because of the money that was being pulled out. And when you think about banks, right, they depend on these deposits, right? That's why, you know, when you are diving into a CD, you really are giving the bank a loan, right? And they're giving you an interest rate in return that is going to give you compounding interest to give you a decent, safe return. But it gives the banks the ability to lend out your money and you know, whether that's lending to a consumer for a mortgage or for an auto loan or for a computer loan or whatever it may be. That is how they operate their business. So CDs are essential to, you know, a bank's functionality. And when I think about my time at the last financial institution I was at, you know, a lot of the work I was doing as a lead senior financial analyst is I would be looking at the CDs and I would be looking at the ladder of how many months, you know, if it was 3 months versus 120 months, so 10 years, and looking at the ladder of how many deposits are going to become due in those months and what is the maturity and understanding that flow, right? And understanding to make sure that we're not getting upside down on that. So really doing that interest rate test, you know, it also helps with the ALCO, which is the committee that basically makes decisions on what the interest rates may be for said month or quarter. So it was a very essential and important role, and I learned a ton in that role. So let's talk about the different options with CDs. So obviously there's a fixed rate CD. What we typically see is anywhere from 3 months to 120 months. And, you know, if you are going in with a fixed rate term, meaning that you're going to get, let's just call it 2% APY, which is the annual percentage yield, that is what you're going to get consistently throughout that, right? Throughout that term, whatever it is that you deem for that CD. So if you go in at 3 months, you're going to get APY of 2% over the 3 months that your CD is there. Now, what we know is that these are typically not liquid. So yes, there are ways that you can pull this money out before the terms, but essentially you don't want to do that, right? Because there are withdrawal penalties in most instances with these types of things. So that's one way, is the fixed rate. The other one is a variable rate CD. So what the variable rate CD does is you may come in at 2% and let's say it's 3 months. After 3 months, it may be up to 2.25%. So you're going to get that kind of step up of 0.25 basis points in growth with that CD. So there are some really, really cool flexibilities with going with a variable rate term. You know, I think in a time right now where we are seeing, you know, the rates increasing, you know, CD rates increased in 2023. I think we're going to see a lot of the same in 2024. Obviously can't say that with certainty, but I think that the what we're seeing in the economy is that we're seeing that that's going to continue to see some modest increases over time. So a variable rate CD might be great for you, right? The other one is adjustable rate CD. So what an adjustable rate CD is, it acts similar to a variable rate CD. However, with an adjustable rate CD, you basically have the option, and I must say option, to choose to elect a new rate. So in an instance like I just talked about where we're seeing rates increasing over time right now in our current environment, this might be a great thing for you to say, I'm going to get a CD at 3, 6 months, whatever it may be, with the goal of understand that, you know, a lot of economists are saying that rates are going to continue to increase. So that gives you the ability to option in to that increased rate over time. Now, I must say that there's a caveat to everything, right? So the caveat is that with a adjustable rate CD, you typically only have a couple of times to have that option. Now, every institution is different, so it's important to make sure that you understand those terms as you're thinking about whether or not a CD is for you at the end of the day. You know, I think that it's important to understand the maturity dates. That's going to be very essential to you in your CD, right? So if you're thinking about saving for a home, or maybe you're thinking about saving for a car, and maybe you have in sight that it's going to take, I want to buy a new car in 5 years, right? And I have this lump sum of money sitting in my savings account, and it's not earning very much interest. Well, if you're kind of risk adverse, it might be a great option for you to put that into a CD, right? Because you're going to get a rate that's much better than a typical savings account. There obviously are other vehicles that are safe as well. But, you know, I while they're very different, I tend to lump CDs and kind of that invested in bonds similarly, right? Not that they're the same vehicle at all, right? But because they're typically more safe, right? You'll see a lot of people throughout retirement, you know, they're putting money into their 401k, they're investing in the stocks, they're diversifying their portfolio. And then as they start to get closer to that retirement age, you know, maybe they might have had 75% in stocks in some domestic, some international. They might be investing in some real estate, whatever it may be, right? And then as they get closer to that retirement age, that might flip to 50-50 or 40-60, right? Where 60% of it is actually invested in some bonds, because we know what we know about bonds is typically that they're safe vehicles. Now, obviously, if something happens with the government, you know, then we have some volatility there for sure. But for the most part, we see that, you know, bonds are pretty much a safe vehicle. The other thing I like about CDs is there's very low to no fees. And I think that's important to call out because, you know, with stocks, you're going to pay some fees, whether it's to an advisor or whether there's a trading fee, right? There's lots of different fees that come with you getting into the stock market and using some type of vehicle or institution to capitalize on those stocks. So not only do you have the volatility with the stock market, but you also have to have some expenses on that side for doing any trading or executing a stock. So I think that that's important to think about. Now, obviously, you know, you have some really, really good opportunities to make a lot of money in the stock game. And what I always say is that my friends actually get on me for saying this, but my theory is if I never sell, I never lose, right? So obviously there becomes a point in time where, you know, if a stock is just tanking and tanking and taking year after year after year, you might want to sell, right? Because then you can offset some of the gains from other stocks to lower your taxable income on those short-term or long-term capital gains, right? But for the most part, my theory is that I will continue to buy and buy and buy, even if it is tanking a little bit because it's bringing my average cost down. With if there's insights that it's going to grow again at some point in time, you know, I got a lot of years left in my life, God willing. That's kind of my theory. And my friends always tell me that I'm probably a little crazy in that way, but that is just my theory. And I'm not saying it's the right theory, but that's the way that I like to think because I am a little bit, I have a little bit more risk appetite than a lot of other people. So, you know, if you're looking for something that is going to return more than a savings account, you're looking for a safe vehicle. You're looking for a way to not lose money. Maybe you have some things that you want to buy or purchase that are large, and you just want to be able to get a little bigger return than that savings account. A CD may be great for you. So what I will encourage you to do is make sure that, you know, when you're thinking about deploying your funds, make sure that you're looking at this holistically, right? And you're weighing all your options. You're doing your you're educating yourself on all of your options. And, you know, I typically like to do a lot of the education myself. However, I do have two financial advisors that I work with that I also bounce a lot of ideas off of because, you know, I think it's important to be able to get some independent thinking into your strategy. And that's just my viewpoint. So I know if you've listened to other episodes that I've done, you've probably heard me say that, you know, there's three people that you need in your life from a professional standpoint, and that's a good financial advisor, that's a good CPA, and that's a good attorney. If you have those three things, you likely have a larger portion of the things you will face in your life, in your strategy, taken care of, because a lot of those people can give you the correct advice. Now, obviously, you need to form a relationship with them. You need to vet them because, you know, not all financial advisors are great. Not all CPAs are great, and not all attorneys are great. But I do believe, like anything in the world, that, you know, most people are good people and most people have, you know, the public's interest in mind above, you know, their own personal gain interest. So hopefully, you know, as you think about what you want to do in 2024, you're thinking about whether or not you want to invest in a CD. You're thinking about whether or not you want to invest in stocks. Maybe you're thinking about some angel investing. You know, maybe you're thinking about buying some real estate. You know, the Financially Fit podcast is a place where you can get the advice in on various of the various topics. And we've talked about a lot of these throughout the throughout our time here. So if you have questions, you can feel free to reach out or you can go back and listen to some of our episodes. As I always say, the power is in how much money you keep, not how much money you make. Thank you so much for continuing to rock with me. I'll see you guys on the next episode of the Financially Fit Podcast. Goodbye.
People say we're made up. Tall tales. Myths. Think what you want about us, but we can all be certain of this. Recycling is real. And it works. But what happens to your recycling once it leaves your home? Recycled glass is sorted in St. Paul. Then the clear glass is made into bottles for drinks, pickles, salad dressing, and more in Shakopee. At other facilities, plastic bottles get made into new plastic bottles. Recycling exists. Learn the real story behind recycling.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025. Making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh. But did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Are you older, or do you live with health conditions that put you at risk for severe illness with COVID-19? Then be sure to contact your health care provider right away if you test positive. Your provider may prescribe an antiviral medication that comes in the pill form. You may benefit from these medications that are effective in preventing severe illness, hospitalization, and even death from COVID-19. Even if your symptoms are mild, don't delay, because the treatment must be started within 5 to 7 days from the start of the symptoms to work effectively. Antiviral medications may be available for free or at a low cost. Ask your provider or pharmacist if you are eligible for a patient assistance program to cover the out-of-pocket costs. These antiviral medications are no substitute for prevention. COVID-19 is circulating in our community this winter, so stay up to date with your vaccinations. It's still recommended for everyone over the age of 6 months, and vaccines are especially important for those who are higher risk.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
If you live in an older home, it may contain lead-based paint on walls, woodwork, and windows. Even more bad news, lead exposure can be dangerous to young children and impact their brain development. And now, the good news. Hennepin County will fix lead hazards in your home at no cost to you.
We were worried because of the paint in the windows in the bedroom. They were peeling and chipping, and we know that when paint peels and chips and it looks a certain way, that's possibly lead. We were worried for our children more so than anything.
Eligible homes can qualify for up to $15,000 in upgrades. You may even qualify for new energy-efficient windows. Don't worry, Hennepin County has a trusted list of pre-approved contractors. You won't even have to find companies with correct licenses or certifications.
I've just done a test and it's positive. So we know that this is lead-based paint, and then we know it's a hazard because it's creating dust every time this window moves and opens. And if you look in here, that's just full of lead paint chips.
You won't have to stay with your cousin while you're getting the lead out. Hennepin County even pays for you and your family to stay in a hotel while the work is underway. The last good news is how easy it is to apply. Just go to hennepin.us/lead control to get started.
I'm really happy with the program. We can go to bed knowing that our children are safe.
That's hennepin.us/lead control. Tell your friends about it.
You've heard that there are updated vaccines that can protect you against COVID-19. And maybe you have wondered why your healthcare provider is recommending that you get it. Well, the new vaccine has been updated to protect you against the more recent strands of the virus. The vaccine's protection can decrease over time, so the updated vaccine can increase your protection from the previous shot you got or from a previous case of COVID-19. Not only that, but vaccines protect you against the worst outcomes of COVID-19. Making sure you have the latest vaccine will continue to cut your risk of getting sick, going to the hospital, or even dying if you get COVID-19. It may also lower your risk of having the lingering health problems associated with long COVID. If you're ready to get the vaccine or get the latest vaccine, talk to your trusted healthcare provider. They can explain the benefits of getting your shot.